Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In the early 2000s, a game development studio formed in Hungary, known as Zen Studios, most famous for the pinball game series, Pinball FX, and Zen Pinball, along with developing pinball games based on licensed properties like Ghostbusters, Marvel, and Star Wars. And because of this being their background, it's rather surprising to know that they ended up developing their own unique tower defense game in the 2010s, a game known as Castle Storm. Castle Storm originally released on the Xbox Live Arcade in 2013 and was published by Microsoft Game Studios. But following this, the game also released on Windows computers as well as PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, and Nintendo Wii U, now being published by Zen Studios themselves. The game's story involves a war between knights and Vikings, which seemed to have settled in lasting peace until the Vikings' leader stole the Goddess of Life's Tear, an ancient crystal of great power, from the realm of knights, with the intent of misusing the crystal's protective power to become invincible. And so, the champion of the knights, Sir Gareth, is tasked with putting an end to the corrupt Viking leader once and for all, and to restore peace between the two nations. But there are quite a few unexpected twists and turns along the way. Also, despite the game's premise sounding serious, the game has a vibrant art style and is rather light-hearted at times, feeling very much like a Saturday morning cartoon. The game itself is rather unconventional compared to other tower defense games, because even though you're defending your castle from enemy forces, you and your opponent are on equal footing. You both have to send out troops to overwhelm one another, while you focus on using your ballista to demolish your foe's castle room by room until they can no longer defend themselves. Though the game features a single-player campaign that allows you to play as both the knights and the Vikings at different stages in the story, the game also allows for local and online multiplayer, with two players competing against each other. Additionally, Castle Storm later received epilogue story downloadable content from Outcast the Savior and the Warrior Queen. Then in 2014, a remastered version of the game including all the game's content released on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, that eventually came to Nintendo Switch in 2018. Along with this, a free-to-play mobile version of Castle Storm released in 2014 under the title Castle Storm Free to Siege. And rather surprisingly, a virtual reality adaptation of the game also exists, with the fitting title Castle Storm VR, released for the Oculus Rift and Samsung Gear VR in 2016, and on PlayStation VR in 2017. And perhaps to no one's surprise, the game's developer Zen Studios even went on to create a pinball adaptation of Castle Storm, included as additional content in several of their pinball games. There was even a sequel to Castle Storm that released in 2020. And on a personal note, Castle Storm was a game I unexpectedly grew to like ever since playing its demo on the Xbox Live Arcade, so much so that it convinced me to purchase the full game. And though it may not be the best looking game out there, it is certainly one of the most creative tower defense games I've played in a while. Join me again next time